used to normally detect your state in reality is the same thing that's processing the data from your current state and from the target state, being processed by the same thing, penetrating the same plasma barriers. Those bubbles keep coming up. You associate what is you're detecting there as same as you're doing here, which means psychosomatically, yeah, you could suffer shortness of breath if whatever. You could, I mean, no one's like bent over and spit seawater on the floor or nothing because it was an underwater target. But
wait, I thought you said they did.
Play with me here, Dick. Okay.
In my model, it would be that these two things are not separate. In my model, it would be they're actually part
people
just different perspectives of the same thing.
Have to take the fiction out of science fiction.
No, there's nothing fiction about that. The model of the holographic universe would explain that perfectly. And the model of the holographic universe would explain remote viewing. Whether it's a wave propagation, I couldn't tell you.
I'll tell you my problem with the model of the holographic universe.
The whole
cool
thing I have with that model is the whole time
here it is
issue.
Here it is. Are you ready? Here's your target. There's your holographic universe. What did you get? Anything?
Yeah, lines, and there was three lines of text on the first page. The rest was lines. You want to check?
Oh, that it
no.
Really would all be happening simultaneously,
yes.
And then
it's
it
like,
would cancel out.
Yeah, no, it would be sensory overload.
That's what I'm saying. It's all there. It's there for the taking. Anyone, I mean, in the model that I'm holding, you and I are actually not separate. We're all part of a
we're brothers, man.
That's freaking scary, but in the model, what's even scarier?
Let me tell you.
The endeavor might be the same, too.
Let me tell you. Okay. Two dicks up there. Little Jason over there. Let's see. You got all these little consciousnesses going on here. I'll give you a flower, Deborah. Dick, you got big consciousnesses. Get all these consciousnesses here. I mean, individual systems of recognition of yourself. I mean, self-awareness. What stops these lines from, like most fields do when they move in close proximity, what stops these fields, these EMF fields that we generate from the live human brain, what stops them from merging? Plasma stops them from merging. The plasma of the universe has its plasma. My cat has his plasma. Every single nerve in your body has plasma. There's plasma that keeps you. But sometimes they break down, and you can actually once in a millennium think a thought that has a vector that exits your internal processes, and it goes out into the greater local field of, give me an example. When you ever see, like in the movies, when they got the radar screen going blip, 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 and they see the big blob on the radar screen. Right now, if they looked at you from like as a group, they would see the big blob. Until they started stepping down and looking closer and closer to the environment, they wouldn't separate you into your own individual consciousness states. But there are barriers that contain our consciousness. It's plasma. Without that plasma, we'd all be like the Borg. We'd have the hive mind. There would be, I mean, for us to be effective, we would have to have more than just one of us. Because, like, I wouldn't know what to do.
Oh, man, we could broadcast.
So that's our protection from the hive mind. But some things do escape out into the greater consciousness field. Overlapping fields of consciousness exist, just like from the plasma that encases your nerves to to the plasma that encases the cell, to the plasma, everything's got its perimeter that keeps it unique. We've got that. What has to be beyond your consciousness is a greater field of consciousness, probably local. Again, we move in a scale all the way up to a universal consciousness. It has to exist like that, and that is all based in plasma. Plasma is the fence that keeps these things. So that consciousness that you have, you keep together because you're physically intact. Everything is working, functioning electrically, magnetically. In your mind, your plasma is intact. And it is a dielectric between two charged environments. So whatever it is that, whatever the medium of your individual consciousness is, and we know it's going to be microelectric fields, it's encapsulated by a plasma you create and maintain. Without it, these minds, these consciousnesses, kind of like smear. And when you make contact with a remote target, it's just a matter of ingressing into that consciousness. People say, well, did you try the deep mind probe? It's like,
I didn't, it was successful.
It's not so simple, because
isn't it?
What if I'm Chinese?
You're still gonna get this idea of sadness, just a Chinese person, this idea of broken heart.
You'll only understand what a small child would understand
understand what you have the vocabulary to understand. Mm-hmm. That is true. But you can absolutely get those high level ideas from doesn't matter what language.
Well, you know your individual consciousnesses exist. Do you believe in a greater field of consciousness outside of that?
The evidence seems to suggest.
And one outside of that? So, if someone asks you, well, when you remote view, what exactly do you do? Can you tell them now? Can you kind of like adopt this style of scenario, even though over the years science will change the words, science will correct some of the laws, science will make it more, but this is a rudimentary case for the propagation of remote viewing. And it has to do primarily with the only thing that we know, and that's the electromagnetic wave. Period. There is nothing that we know that we can know without it. So why would Ed James say no? Why would Paul Smith say no to propagation? Why would Hal Puthoff say no to propagation?
Time and space is the biggest obstacle.
I don't know.
It hasn't fully been explained yet.
Why? And I'll tell you what's not being done. What they're not promoting, and it's not being done. If remote viewing is the result of an exotic form of propagation in the human being, there is probably so much that could be done to augment it, to improve it, to tailor equipment and software to facilitate advancements in remote viewing. You go to the remote viewing conference, I mean, it's not like a trade show. You don't see like, hey, buy my product. My product can like give you 20% more, you know, I'll get you 20% closer to target, or, you know, whatever. But there's none of that, because people haven't been told enough about what's actually going on for anything other than some kind of BS to be marketed to them.
Did they understand this?
They always understand it. I mean,
military intelligence, that's kind of what, come on, did they really have this model?
I was in military intelligence for 22 years.
Did they
don't do nothing without a model.
Okay.
We got a model.
Did they use this model?
You think I made this up?
That Glenn knows more than he's telling.
I tell you what I can get away with telling you. It's not like I'm the repository of some Akashic record. I know the theory. I know a lot of the applications. I know that anything can be realized if you develop the viewer themselves, individuals. You take individuals and you make them into what you want them to be. Not as a personal choice or a personal want, need, or desire, but you make them into the type of remote viewer that can get the job done, that can do it, to get the information that you need. I mean, it's a thankless kind of a job because, okay, it's like being a taxi driver. Okay, I got to go to the airport today. You know, jump on, let's go. I mean, where's the joy in that? Okay, where am I going this time? You know, but where the rewards come in is when you guys do something like Ermine Mink, you know, or you do something that's astounding, like your first published target was amazing. Very nice. So if we don't all think on the same sheet of music, we'll always be somebody's taxi to some bohunk target, where if we organize, equip ourselves, train ourselves, then we can begin to... I guarantee you, as your targeteer, I will utilize you and your ability to get to target to bring back the very best information that will either solve some great mystery, find some fantastic treasure, or give you the ride of your life, literally. And it all depends on you and your ability to remote view. So if this model doesn't ring home to you, then take a science class.
There's just one thing in the model I have a question about.
Certainly.
I have remote, based on my personal experience, it can be done. You can remote view things that do not exist. They're just an idea.
I don't have a problem with that.
So how does that fit within this model? Something that's not a physical reality, it never was.
You want to answer that, Dick?
What was the question again? Well, my short answer would be we've seen some remarkable things that HRVG methodology could do. We've seen some remarkable things that this model can produce, but we haven't really only scratched the surface. And I think HRVG has gone way beyond anybody else in the community. Right? Like, okay. We're miles ahead of them.
Yeah.
But what we've only done is just...
Okay.
I've never had a 20-minute S5.
What about...
In the chamber. I mean, I've only had it... I've done a lot of pretty good sessions, but it's really only been... Yeah.
What about...
I'd say we've done some great stuff, but within this model and this methodology, a lot more can be done if we... got to work on it. I mean, we're all working jobs, and it's
right.
We don't have much time, and we don't have the chamber yet.
Over the years, though, we've played with enough concepts to understand that what if you were going to work a target, and I gave Jason like 5 pages of great lies, and I told Jason, I said, Jason, I want, without the aid of telepathic overlay, I want anybody that remote views this target to get your lies first, to get your information first. So we all know it's threads of connectivity. Your target is linked to that target yesterday, the day before. I mean, there's target just doesn't sit out there in space like a single asteroid. It's actually a field, and you collect information from it, but you can be steered off to the left, off to the right by any number of attractors. So just like if you wanted to find out about remote viewing and you type in the word remote viewing, someone's paid to always send you first to this site. You know, you've been directed. So is misdirection possible in remote viewing? I believe it is. I believe misdirection is possible. I think, and I know, targets that do not exist can be remote viewed if they have ever existed, either as enough to to, let's put it this way. Remember when I told you it took that 18 electron volts? That's what the outside light energy has to exceed for you to be able to see. If you give something enough of a presence in the field, it will be strong enough to be seen by a viewer. So, you could lie. A couple different ways. I can remote view a target, and we'll like do the deep mind probe. My monitor can say, well, what's he thinking about? And I can go, okay, well, I'm going to sense what he would say if he was asked, what are you thinking about? He could say, I'm thinking about that damn cruise missile. But what if that was a lie? What if he knew, you know, that he was being probed and said, I'm thinking about the cruise missile, when he's actually thinking about the, you know, the Ajax missile? You know, what if some target's subconscious was alert and aware as their primary awareness? You know, so anything could happen. It's all up for grabs because it's all there. If I gave you a target that didn't exist, that truly didn't exist, it's not like you guys would turn in empty paper. You generate something. You ain't gonna be happy when you get the results. You know, when I say, oh well, again, the infamous null target, you won't be happy about it because you're gonna feel like it makes you face the mirror of your soul about, well, did I remove you or not? What is this then? What did I get? Am I just going through the motions? It's easy to go through the motions when you don't know what you're doing. It can't be that easy anymore once you've seen an outline of the playground. The playground is all around us, and you learn to do it. Questions, criticisms, critique, comments? Keep them to yourself.
All I have to say is don't tell me what's impossible.
Until you find something better, you sign on to this. Until you find something better, you can sketch out on this board. Mind probe. Doctor.
I can give you a stack of sessions that show there was elementary contact, but accurate.
The day I see a remote viewer that can methodically break down a target to the degree that they can enter in and emulate with the mental machinations of a live target, or a target sometime in time and space, then that person ought to get paid more than the president per session.
Ante up, baby.
Where is it at? Where is the data?
What do you want to know?
Well, it's not a test.
It's a matter of
we have to have an understanding of what's possible. What's possible right now is the rudimentary acquisition of sensory information. Now, it doesn't mean that remote viewing Frankensteins don't exist.
So when something doesn't fit in the model, you got to ask yourself, is the model totally does the model need to be adjusted a bit? Or...
We'll do that over time.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be so quick to disregard whatever.
Anything we know is arbitrary too. Truths.
Yeah,
I'm not so quick to just to. It hasn't been done. If it had been done successfully, it'd be published all over the web. People
want?
Would say, "Hey, buy my course. My course is so good. You know, you can get into."
It hasn't been done. Going into the deep conscious of somebody and getting back data congruent with that person. That hasn't been done.
Well, yeah, you could remote view someone and say, oh, they're crazy. Guy's loony or in a tune.
Tell you exactly what their thoughts were on a specific subject. That hasn't been done. What's their opinions or on
That intimates a level of target contact that
like when I did that with you, Jason, the Egypt
pilot.
Yeah, and I said, you know, he was. Cursing in
that's all reflectory information. That's not what Jared is talking about.
I felt like I was him. I didn't know could feel it all. Now I could feel the body's exploding.
We've discussed target emulation. There's a big difference between emulation and a deep mind probe. It's like that's like influencing. That's like you've got the power to stop this brain, this remote brain, dissect it and analyze individual compartmentalized information.
Turning my attention to a different net, just like I can turn my attention to the shape of this table and then
maybe
the
you're
color.
Just using different words describing the same thing.
More than likely.
Yeah. All I'm saying is by God damn it, it would be very nice to have viewers that could do that for me, especially on some problems
for you
I'm up against right now. I would pay, no problem. But I honestly, there's problems I'm up against right now. I really need that kind of data. And it's more important than you realize. So, if I could do it all myself, remote viewing.
Well, show Deborah Affinity. Roll the ball.
Has it been set up?
I have.
All right, we'll see.
The blue pawn's there. Just roll the ball.
All I am is a person in the... Oops, let's see which way.
Is your mind right? Do you know what you expect to see?
I'm just the person in the...
The observer's chair.
All right.
So, spin the wheel and drop the ball.
Nine.
What's that number?
Six.
Oh, man.
Wait. It was red.
Nine.
Not a lot of love there.
Well, it can't surprise anything. But the question is the affinity still at play?
If you look for it. What I put in my post, if you look in the mirror, the mirror is looking back at you if you're actually seeing.
All right, Glenn, you know what? I'm going to probe your mind and I'm going to tell you exactly what you're thinking the first time you had sex with your wife.
Let's see.
Well, I can tell you that. I can tell you.
He was thinking about
Let's see. 8 times 2 is 6. 4 times 5 is...
And then if I bring you back that data,
do I have my microphone?
Are you going to